Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Friday, October 24th, next to last day of the fall meet. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, and we will take a look at the late pick four as we do each day. It includes a grade two, the Bank of America Valley View. Really nice race, handicapping from a handicapping standpoint. It's the third leg of the pick four. But we start, Jim, with a first level allowance on the turf at a mile on the 16th for fillies and mares three and up. Where did you land?
I landed on Love You Anyway for Rusty Arnold from the 10 hole with Luis Saez, coming off a race at Kentucky Downs where she ran second, got beat 2.5, was the favorite that day, 9-5. Had a little bit of trouble in the stretch, not unusual for Kentucky Downs, and she was stuck on the inside. I think she might run a little bit better from the outside, but she moved forward from her Churchill race, and I think she'll be right there at the finish. The other horses in here, I want to caveat, if Cliff's the 14 draws in, that filly looks extremely strong in here for Sherita Moe coming off a really good effort at Saratoga. So she's 5-2 morning line, and that would change my handicapping on this race quite a bit. But let's assume she's out. I'm going to use Tricky Kitty for Brendan Walsh, another live runner from the Walsh barn, the three-year-old filly that won last time out at Churchill, came out of a race where In the Stars came back and won right away, and then Tricky Kitty came back and won and broke her maiden. So this is her fourth lifetime start, has a real opportunity to move up for Tyler Gaffleon. Corrado for Graham Motion coming off a listed stakes effort at Gulfstream. Bracelet for Brad Cox coming off a listed stakes effort at Turfway. This one's got a question mark because she's only run on synthetic at Turfway, so don't know how she'll transfer that form over, but Flavian Pratt takes them out for Brad Cox. I'm going to stop right there with those four unless Cliffs gets in, and I would include her as well, and then I might cut down the rest of the ticket because I think Cliffs would be a favorite if she gets in.
I took the five Coretto on top for Graham Motion, shipping this one down from his base up there at Fair Hills in the Mid-Atlantic region. Hadn't been out since February, but Motion's numbers are strong off of this kind of layoff, and winning first time out at Kentucky Downs last year suggests to me that that one had some serious talent for him to ship down and to win. Love You Anyway was my next pick for the reasons that you mentioned. The Three Princess Attitude has been consistent and is one for one here. Bracelet hadn't been out since March, but has only run on synthetics for the Cox barn, but just on the fact that it's the Brad Cox barn and I don't have a real strong opinion on anybody else, I'm going to include that one. And then Cliffs, I'm like you, if that one draws in, I think that is a absolute must use on horizontal wagers. Now let's move on to race eight. It is an allowance optional claiming event for three-year-olds and up on the main track at a mile at a 16th. I landed on Brother Kenny, beat a well-regarded Chunk of Gold in the most recent outing, and that matched the highest buyer figure for Brother Kenny. The sixth Generous Tipper comes off a long break, but has run well here for McPeak. And if he runs back to that form in last year's Discovery Stakes, he's a major player in this spot. Capital Idea has won two in a row since moving into the Mott barn. Catching Freedom didn't do a lot of running off the break for Cox, but I would expect this one to improve. Has some back class to maybe tap into, so those are the ones that I like best in here. How did you see it?
This is one of those allowance races that could be a stakes race because a lot of these horses have run in stakes races, including Catching Freedom for Brad Cox that ran in the Derby last year in the Preakness. Hasn't won in a long time. Won the Louisiana Derby last year as a three-year-old and had some trouble getting back to the races this year. Would expect him to improve off last time out, but I don't know that he's the logical winner, but 8-1 is a pretty good price on a Brad Cox with Flavian Pratt. Generous Tipper for Kenny McPeak comes off a trip to Dubai where did not run well at all in the second race after running okay in the Montoum Challenge. They've given him time off to recover from that, and I would expect him to come back and run okay. Hold My Bourbon is probably my choice in here. 98 buyer at Saratoga at 7 furlongs. Stretching out to a mile and 16th, Sassy Joseph gets him ready, and Jose Ortiz takes them out. Brother Kenny, like you mentioned, lots of back class here, ran the Indiana Derby and West Virginia Derby, and that 93 buyer jumps off the page at Churchill. And then Capital Idea on the outside for Bill Mott coming off a 99 buyer at Saratoga. And if he repeats that race, he's going to be tough to handle too. So I'm going to go five deep in here. I couldn't really separate the top three or four contenders.
Let's move on to race nine. It is the featured Grade II Bank of America Valley View for three-year-old fillies, 1 mile on the turf. And I think this is usually a really fun race to handicap because you're running out of chances for three-year-olds, boys or girls, to run against other three-year-olds. And so this is one of the last chances to do that. So you usually get a big field, and that's what we have here. How did you see this one?
I saw this one as the favorite plus a long shot. I'm only going to go too deep in here, and I'm going to take on top the 12-horse Mayday Ready for Joe Lee. He doesn't have many horses, but this is the best one in his barn. She's 4-for-9 lifetime. She won her only race here. She won the Jessamine last year in October, and she beat the 2-horse Play With Fire last time out at Saratoga. Now, she came back and ran at Breeders at Aqueduct or Belmont at Aqueduct in the Winter Memories and had a lot of trouble. Didn't look like she was ready to run that day. And I'm going to draw a line through that one and assume she's going to move forward from that Lake Placid. A mile is her best distance. She's 2-for-5. Ben Curtis has won a few races. He's got 5 wins in the Keeneland card, the Keeneland meet. And this filly for Joe Lee, from the outside post, I think it suits her well. She can get positional speed, and I think she runs down Play With Fire in the stretch. I'm hoping I get 10-to-1 on her, but Play With Fire is the other logical one for Chad Brown. Just narrowly got beat by Mayday Ready in the Lake Placid and won a couple back at the Hilltop at Pimlico on Preakness Day, and she fits in here very well, and she's very likely going to go off the favorite. Classic Q for Mark Cassie would be another one that I would use if I were going deeper. And Tabidi for Brad Cox coming off a good effort at Kentucky Downs in the Music City. So, but I'm going to go for a long shot in here with Mayday Ready.
I'm going with an even bigger long shot who I really kind of became infatuated with after the races at Saratoga and here at Keeneland last fall. And she hadn't really built on that this year, and that is totally justified for Rusty Arnold at out of the 11 hole, which isn't a great post, but 20-to-1 on the morning line. And the thing about this filly is that in her last 5 races, she's lost to Nitrogen, a Grade 1 winner, Fionn, a Grade 1 winner, and lost 3 times to Fionn, and lost to Laurelin, who was 2nd in the Grade 1 QE2 here earlier at the meet. I don't think there's anybody to the level of any of those horses in this field. I like the cutback to a mile. Maybe that will help her chances a little bit. Yeah, Rusty Arnold points for these meets at Keeneland. So just all of those things, if I need her to win to get back what I've lost on her for playing her in various spots. But I'm sure not going to miss the party if it happens at 20-to-1. So I'm taking Totally Justified on top in this spot. Play With Fire was the next pick I had. Classy Q, I think, will improve getting back around 2 turns and just missed in a Grade 3, 2 starts back for Mark Cassie. Tabidi, I'm going to put on the ticket just because it's out of the Brad Cox barn. Group 3 winner from Europe, but I wasn't particularly impressed with the 1 start in the U.S. And then from talking to Brad for a Today at Keeneland interview, he just kind of sounded like this was a starting point for getting to know Tabidi. Admit is a long shot I'm going to throw on the ticket because I talked to trainer Tommy Drury, and he believes cutting back is going to help her chances. Going to use Mayday Ready on the ticket also. And then the 4-horse, I think I'm going to include on there as well. And I didn't write down the name of the 4-horse, but it escapes my memory. But whoever
that would be Vixen.
Vixen, yes, another Mark Cassie runner. So if I got 1 Cassie, I'm going to have the other one. So anyway, that gives me 7 in the pick 4, which is more than half. So I should use the Jim Goodman rule and take all, but that would make the ticket too expensive. But anyway, Totally Justified is where I'm landing. And hopefully I will get to enjoy the well-paid victory party in the Grade 2 Bank of America Valley View. Last race is a starter allowance for 2-year-olds at 6.5. I took After Party on top in here, the 6-horse making the first start for the Jacobson barn, and he hits at 18% with newcomers to his barn. The 5 JJ Gray dropping out of a grade 2 stake, and Kenny McPeak excels with the turf to dirt move. The 1 Misinformation blitzed a maiden claiming field last time out. This is asking a lot more than that, but still an impressive run last time. Campanaparo, the 3, had a similar profile for the Dutro barn as the 1, so I'm going to use both of those on my pick 4 ticket. How did you see race 10?
I like the horses that you mentioned, but I'm going to pick JJ Gray, the 5 horse for Kenny McPeak. And my thought process here is this one broke his maiden first time out at Colonial. Came back in a Kentucky Downs race. He ran okay, and then they moved him to the Bourbon, and he got beat 4 lengths by final score, a very nice horse. And dropping back in allowance, starter allowance here, he's only eligible because he opened at a maiden $50,000 race. Obviously, has run in much better company than anybody else in here. And I'm going to take J.J. Gray simply because of the experience angle. Going to use Misinformation coming off a maiden $50,000 win at Churchill. Campanaparo for Richard Guttrow coming off a 4.25 length victory at Aqueduct. And After Party, your pick for David Jacobson coming off a maiden 25 win. Didn't like any of the outside horses. Just going to go 4 deep in here, but J.J. Gray is my pick.
All right, pick 4 tickets. I just went 2 deep in the first leg, the 5 and the 10. I kind of like Coretto a good bit in that spot leading off the late pick 4. 3-6-8 in the 8th race, and then I'm going 7 deep in the Valley View. 1-2-4-6-9-11-12, and then 1-3-5-6 in the nightcap, $84 ticket. How about you?
$80 ticket, 2-5-9-10 with 3-4-6-7-8. With 212, with 1-3-5-6. We like a lot of the same horses, so maybe both of us can hit.
That would be just fine. I'd be happy to share the money with you and all of our listeners. Best of luck on the Friday card. One more day left in the fall meet. We'll be back for one last fall meet edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.